And it's time again for your comments. Paul Burnham of Westerville, Ohio, was dismayed by our story about 20-something workers who need constant praise in the workplace. "I'm afraid my baby boom generation has failed in parenting," he writes, "failed by giving too many pats on the back when a swift kick in the butt was really needed." Jen Searles of Hamden, Connecticut adds, "At what point is this generation going to realize they're not that special and not indispensable? I'd take a 70-year-old retiree as an employee over a spoiled 29-year-old who needs me to clap like a seal just because they showed up for work." But Micah Westfall of Urbana, Ohio writes, "I think a pat on the back is the least my generation can expect from an employer, as we no longer can expect health care or a pension fund." By the way, a quick correction on that story. We named the wrong school for psychologist Jean Twenge. She teaches at San Diego State University. Here's another correction. In a newscast on Monday, NPR stated that 46 Palestinians and 2 Israeli soldiers died in recent rocket attacks in and around Gaza. In reality, the 2 Israelis killed were not soldiers, they were civilians. Also on Monday, we brought you an interview about the Creation Museum, which just opened in Petersburg, Kentucky, and we heard Ken Ham describe what inspired him to start that museum.
You know, why can't we have a museum that challenges people concerning the truth of the Bible? And so 25 years ago, I had this burden that I believe was from the God of creation to build such a creation museum.
In response, Diane Friedman of Blacksburg, Virginia writes, "Why not spend an equal amount of time covering the flying spaghetti monster movement? Or people who don't believe in gravity? You dignify a museum that exists only to evangelize." We got a chorus of thank yous for our profile of Michael Collier, who flies across the country in his Cessna, taking bird's-eye pictures of the land below. NPR's Howard Berkus went along, and after hearing the story, Winona Sharp of Port Angeles, Washington, went to our website to see for herself. "These hard-won photos," she writes, "inspire, heal, and give us hope that we may leave something for our children, which civilization will not destroy." You can see those photos by going to npr.org, which is also where you can send us an email. Just get there and click on Contact Us.